Sup, man. All right, guys. Today's quick video is titled, "Thanks to you, we now have a freezer and a computer desk at the restaurant here in Medellin." So as everybody knows by now, I have a restaurant in Medellin. It wasn't doing so well in the beginning, simply because I thought, like America, you can just literally open up shop, put up food prices, and people will show up. But here in Colombia, it takes a little bit more effort because people want to make sure that you're legitimate and you're not some, you know, fly-by-night operation, stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of stories here in Colombia about getting scammed and quality being very poor. So they want to make sure, they want to see your food, they want to make sure that you have advertisements. In other words, they want to make sure that you're not an ancient nigger. This is pretty much what I'm trying to say. So you guys really helped me out a lot. I mean, I'm actually supposed to be in America by now. As you guys know, I actually booked a ticket about a week ago to be in America, like 3-4 days ago. Because I thought we were not going to make it, you know. We're like $1,200-$1,300 away in having to pay rent, having to pay other necessities for the restaurant. And then when I saw on the last day, before I took the flight, that your donations were actually pouring in. Now, the donations that came in were in the couple of hundreds. I think we have broken 300 by now, maybe close to 350, I think. So all that money, as you guys can see, went toward the restaurant. We got some advertisement on the outside of the restaurant, stickers. We actually have a sticker that's supposed to have been there, but the guy working on it had to be in the next city over, Rio Negro. So he told me that, hey, I'm going to get you the sticker when I come back from Rio Negro. So sticker-wise, we have those. So when people come up from the escalator, they come into the mall. First thing they see is my restaurant. And that's working. And when I saw that was working, I said to myself, I just can't close the store for 2 weeks and go back to America. I have to go back to America for medical reasons because of the car accident. So I have to go back to America, and tomorrow I'll be back in America. I really don't want to go back to America. I really don't, guys. I prefer to be here in Colombia. Honestly, I got more going for me here in Colombia than in America. Even though I got the food truck back in America and stuff like that, it's just sad. America is no longer exciting. It's America is no longer, how do I say it? America as a country is just no longer viable. That's how I feel, that America is just, it's just way too many political problems, way too many, there is just too many niggers and shit, nigger shit going on in America. That's the problem. The problem is there's just too many nigger shit going on in America. That's really the problem. So, but I'm only going to be in America for about 10 days and I'm going to come back here again. And as you guys can see in the picture, we got a freezer today. It costs 600 pesos. It's used, but it works. You know, not the prettiest freezer, but it works. We got a computer desk. Well, it's actually a computer stand, you know. It's a computer stand where you put the Maitre D. We don't have a Maitre D, I'm just saying. It's a computer stand. You guys don't see a computer on it because I haven't gotten the computer yet. I got the stand, but not the computer yet. I got the cash drawer, but not the computer yet. We're using our smartphones because you can use your smartphone on the app to do the transactions. But eventually, we'd like to get a computer, printer, you know, look professional, stuff like that. So right now, guys, we're actually doing rather well. We did 372 pesos yesterday. We did 250 pesos today. divide by four. So we did like $60 today. I know to a lot of you guys, like $60, that's nothing, man. You know, somebody working a minimum wage job for like a few hours can make that money. You know, for a restaurant that's just starting out, you know, and that's not bad, you know, and we've been getting a lot of good reviews. So we're doing surprisingly or unsurprisingly, depending on how you want to look at it, we're doing good. So I just wanted to let you guys know that literally every dollar I got from you went to something. The next couple of things I want to buy would be a shelving system. That way we can put things on the shelf rather than clutter the floor or clutter other objects like tables and sinks that, you know, are not really made for taking all the sauces, all the packaging and stuff like that. And then we need lights for, you know, the marker for the rest. You know, when you go to Starbucks, it has, you know, it says Starbucks, Chipotle. We still need those for the restaurant, and we need menu cards, you know, that way people grab a menu and they sit down and look over it, you know, small stuff like that, the computer. When I go back to America tomorrow, I'll work and put some money into the restaurant from there. As of now, guys, we are not in the danger zone of losing the restaurant anymore, thanks to you guys. The good thing about the freezer is with the freezer you can buy a shitload of food and put it in there for weeks. Euro Market has 20% or 30% off on chicken on Thursdays, so I told my employee to go to Euromarket. First thing he does when he gets into the shop, go to Euromarket on Thursday and buy like 15 kilos of chicken, which is like what, 34, 35 pounds, something like that. That should last us a week, you know. We're ordering, you guys saw me get my fries from Price Mart. You get about 22 pounds of fries for 90 some pesos, which is well under $25, so that's not bad. And the good thing is Price Mart actually does deliver. Yeah, they charge you a fee, but it's like fucking $4, you know. So what I'm gonna do is that for the most part we're gonna order automatically order food, that way it goes to the restaurant directly. What else we need, the employee can go down to Euromarket, which is literally 55 feet away from my restaurant. Just go down the escalator and you can get whatever you want. You know, for a restaurant, for a food market that calls itself Euro, it's actually pretty damn good, you know. Like, Exito is a lot bigger and more popular, but they're way more expensive than a Euromarket. Like Euromarket, you can get a kilo of chicken thighs for under 15 pesos. You go to fucking Exito, which I had to because they ran out of chicken, because somebody was buying all the chicken thighs over there. I'm not gonna say who. So I went to Exito to buy the chicken there, and it was almost 19 pesos. So fucking So, Exito is literally 20%, 20 plus percent more expensive than Euromarket. And Euromarket has some stuff that Exito doesn't have, even though Exito is a much bigger market. But point I'm trying to get across here, guys, is that we are doing rather well now. And now we got an employee. He's fluent in Spanish, obviously, and he speaks English rather well. So things are looking good, guys. Things are looking good. I'm really happy that I didn't close down the restaurant, because if you guys didn't put any money up, I would have had to close the restaurant. There would have been no way I can afford to have an employee there. if I didn't have any money from you guys. But now, not only do I have an employee,